You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Today, I'm going to reveal details about the big project I've been working on. That's coming up on this episode 120 of WW Prep Tico. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 120. So today I am going to tell you about the big project that we've been working on for a very long time. And I can't wait to get into the details of that because it's hard to work on something and spend all of your hours on it and then not be able to tell people about it. So today I'm going to tell you all about that. Before that, I'm going to do my normal reminder to please follow on social media. I love social media and it's a great way to connect outside of this one-way street. So facebook.com/WDWPrepSchool, also on Instagram. I also post on Snapchat when I'm in the parks because if I did it at home, it would be a little boring. It would be me in front of a computer wearing yoga pants. But you can follow me there so when I'm in the parks, you can see my Snapchat stories. So there's that. And then at the end, of course, I will have a little bit of news and a quick tip of the day. All right. So if you have been listening for a while, you know that I have been working on a big project, and I keep calling it the big project because I couldn't tell you what it was. It just had too much time left on it, and I wasn't ready to discuss it. So just for a bit of background on this, I haven't really stopped moving since launching the website. I just really like to keep going and creating things and adding to what I'm already doing. So the site launched in May 2012, and at the time I still had a corporate job and, you know, full-time job. So it was sort of a side project. A year later, I was able to quit my corporate job to focus on the site full-time and really have been going ever since. So the first thing was the ebook in July 2013. The next thing was the podcast in August 2013. And then in September, I added the monthly dashboards to the website, which give you information that is particular to the month that you're traveling. And then between October 2013 and January 2014, I worked with Casey from DLR Prep School to launch that site. And ever since then, I have been working on this big project. So the big project is, drumroll please, it is a membership site for people on my website. So if you're familiar with my website, there are four tabs at the top. One of them currently says ebook, and it will be replaced by members. And so the functionality of the membership site is what I've been working on for now 2 years. The first year or so was a lot of planning and about finding the right team that could execute it. And then for the last year, Heather and I and a team of programmers have been putting together a membership site with tools that you can use to more easily plan your trip. And so I'm very excited about this, obviously. And so I just want to take you through what that's going to be like. And then when it's finally ready to launch, then hopefully, you know, lots of people that think it sounds helpful will be able to sign up for it. So a quick overview. So the ebook has been the only thing I've kind of had for sale on the site up until now. And so the membership site is still going to have the ebook, but and that will be considered the first level of the membership site, level one. And what I love about this new system is that you will be able to log in. If you're a level one member, you'll be able to log in and get the ebook materials anytime you want. You won't have to email me or Heather and ask for a new copy. You won't have to wonder when the updates have been made. You'll log in and it'll tell you when all the updates have been made and you'll know if you need to download it. So if you're unfamiliar with the ebook, it has a quick start guide, which gives you like an overview of how to plan a Disney World trip, but it also has maps and touring plans and a worksheet you can fill out, that kind of stuff. So all of that will be there. If you've already purchased the ebook in the past, you will be able to use this. I'm going to be importing all the email addresses from that system into the system, so you'll be a level one member when this launches, and you'll have access for an additional year for the ebook downloads. All right, so I'm going to jump to level three because level two is where all the details really exist. Level three will have access to level one and two, but it also have some personal sort of VIP planning. So like Heather or I can help you put together your trip plans if you want some more one-on-one sort of attention. That's level three, which is kind of the highest level. Level two is where most of the work has been done. And that's where the tools kind of exist that will help you to plan your trip. So whereas the ebook is text form and you can read it and it's in, you know, PDFs that you can read, level two is about taking that information and bringing it to life with interactive tools. So if you're familiar with my six-step planning process, you will not be surprised that that is the structure of the membership site. So it starts with the picking the date for your trip. And so there is going to be for step one, calendar tools where you can filter by average high temperature. So if you don't want to go when it's hot, you can filter the calendar by temperature. You can filter it by predicted crowd level. You can say that you want to avoid, for instance, hurricane season, that sort of thing. The calendars will also show the crowd levels similar to my crowd charts that I have on the site. I have a color-coded chart that I do for every year. And so these tools will have that on there so you can easily pick dates that make the most sense for you. You will also be able to see all the special events that are scheduled. So you can see if there's a marathon weekend scheduled, or you can know that the Flower and Garden Festival is going to take place, and then pick your dates. So step two in my planning process is about picking a resort. So the tool that exists in the membership site, or will exist in the membership site, is it allows you to search resorts and filter by category. So you can say, I have a nightly budget of, you know, $150 a night, show me the hotels I can do. Or you could say, I have five people, which rooms can I use? You can filter by only my favorite hotels, so you can see the ones that I recommend. And then the resulting list will not only show you the room views for each hotel, but it also show you a map of the hotel and where those room views exist and the prices for every night of your trip. So you can see, for instance, if you choose, you know, a certain week, you can see what the price is for every night of your trip. And it's going to keep a tab for you of what your trip's going to cost. Can I just say right now that inputting all the prices was a month-long effort for Heather and me, but I think it's really useful to have that information. So after you've selected a hotel, there will be some offsite options as well, but obviously our focus is a lot of onsite because that's where most readers tend to stay, but we will have some offsite options. From there, you move on to the daily plan, and you will choose where you plan to be for every day of your trip. And so the park hours will be listed, which parks I recommend for each day will be listed, and you can choose where you're going to be. You can choose one or more places each day of your trip, and you just click the checkbox based on the information that's displayed. And then you're ready to move on to park tickets. And so it will default to the number of days for your trip. So if you have a six-day trip, it will default to six-day tickets, but you can adjust it if you need a different number of days. And it'll tell you the price for your group. So if at the beginning in your profile, you put that you have two adults and two kids, it will show you the ticket price for two adults and two kids from different sources. So Disney World is a source, but there's also third-party vendors, and you can select the best ticket options for your group from the ticket tool. Then dining. Dining's a big one. So you already, in the daily plan section of the membership site, would have chosen the parks that you're going to. So for every day of your trip, the dining tools will default dining suggestions to where you're going to be. Because if you've listened or followed anything I've said for very long, you'll know that I'm very passionate about picking places based on where you're going to be. So it will, by default, only allow you to search dining near where you're going to be. You can also switch it to search all dining. But the default is to search dining where you'll be. And you can filter that list by meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can do it You can filter based on restaurants that are good for little ones, for princess lovers. You can select places that are good places to get a drink. They're good values. They're on the Disney Dining Plan. They're my favorites, location, price, all this kind of stuff. You can do lots of different filtering and find for every day of your trip. So you can then pick the meals that you think that sound the best for you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for every single day. And so a lot of work has gone into compiling, I think it's over 400 different meals that are available at Disney World. And then next is touring. So touring is something I feel very passionate about. If you follow my touring plans, you know that I like to group things by hour. I do not like things that are timed by minute because I feel like it stresses people out, especially families with little kids. You have to be flexible for them. And so I like to group things by hour for the first few hours of the day. And then from there, just kind of have a loose plan because I think it's the perfect balance between flexibility and having structure, but without you feeling like you have to hit your mark. So if a plan said, for instance, you know, that you have to be somewhere at 9:15 and at 9:32 and at 9, you can feel really stressed out when you don't hit that mark, especially with little kids that can easily throw you off schedule. So my strategy and the way I've always written my touring plans is to group things by hour for the first few hours and then leave them open the rest of the day. And no surprise here, the park touring tools that are on the site, the membership site, are grouped that way. So you can use one of my predefined plans and add attractions to, and they'll be grouped by hour because the system knows how long each attraction takes. So it knows how to group them smartly. And it also has information about every attraction, such as if we think it's a good use of a fast pass, when to visit that attraction, and it adds things to a map. So as you add it to your touring plan, it plots them on a map so you can see how close things are. And then you can print everything out together. So it'll have the list of attractions that you come up with on the map. And then that'll make touring easier when you get to Disney World. And each attraction that has a ride vehicle will have an illustration of the ride vehicle with a number of people that fits in that ride vehicle. And that's especially helpful to people, families where the adults are outnumbered by the children, because you often have to figure out what your seating configuration is going to be when you get to Disney World. So the ride illustrations will help you know that ahead of time. So at this point, you will have all of your steps for your trip plan, and there'll be a summary page, and you can add notes to each day of your trip. You know, if something wasn't covered in all the things I've mentioned, you can add notes from the summary page. You can print out your trip plan as a one-page document, which is in the same format as my trip planning worksheet has always been, but now it's automatically generated for you. And from the summary page, you'll also be able to do lots of other things. Like you can send it as an email, either to yourself or to people you're traveling with. You can send it to a travel agent to get a quote and have them book it for you. You can save it as a PDF or print it out. You can also do something you can post it to the forums. We're going to have forums so that people can review your plans. You can discuss your trip. There'll be groups for every month. So if you're going in June, then you can get together with other people that are going in June. But you can also post your trip plans for review there, which will be great because in the past, I used to do this by email, but there's only one of me and now Heather, but there's a lot more of you than us. And so having the forums is going to be helpful to have people helping each other because there's not enough of us to go around. One last thing I want to mention about the membership site is that there is a section called Extra Magic. And from here, it's a list of blog posts that will contain members-only content. So, for instance, the Disney Dining Plan credits post has a big giant graphic where I show the value of a Disney Dining Plan credit at every table service and quick service restaurant. And then in it, I say, you can email if you want the data in a spreadsheet so that you can filter it and sort it however you want. But with the membership site, that section is actually going to be in the blog post if you're a member. So if you're logged in and you're a member, you're going to see sections of certain blog posts that non-members will not be able to see. And so, for instance, if it's posts like the mousekeeping envelopes, you'll have access to additional designs that non-members won't. If it's a post that has data, you'll be able to get the data in a raw, you know, spreadsheet format, whereas everybody else will not. And so there'll be, that's what I'm calling extra magic in this way. You'll have access to bonus content. So that is what we've been working on. It's a lot of data. It's taken a lot of time to communicate how Disney World works to a team of programmers who's never been there. And for Heather and I, it's been a lot of testing and data entry. And so I'm just so excited to be able to get this out. I don't have a specific timeline yet. We are in testing right now. And we're, you know, making some fixes based on some test results. I will continue that. And then we will be rolling it out. The first people that will know about it are people that are on the email list. I will be announcing it on the email list. So if you're not already on the email list, I will put a link in the show notes to how you sign up for that. But they will be the first ones to know. And so depending on how the testing goes, you know, that will determine the launch date, but it should be soon. We are in the, you know, final stages here and just trying to work through some of the little bugs that have popped up. So anyway, you can see why I'm so excited about this, and I can't wait for you all to see it, because I honestly think that it's going to be super helpful, and really looking forward to rolling it out and then also continuing to add to it, because, you know, we have sort of come up with functionality and information we think should be in there, but we already have a list of things we want to add in the future. And so we'll be able to do that. You know, after it launches, we'll be able to keep adding to it. So super excited about that. And I hope you guys are too. I can't wait for you to see it. So I wanted to let you know a couple of news items and a quick tip of the day before wrapping up this episode. Recent news has centered a lot around Hollywood Studios. And so I just wanted to talk about that kind of briefly. Hollywood Studios has added some things like Star Wars fireworks and Star Wars Launch Bay. And they've also taken away some things. And some of this is confirmed, such as Lights Motors Action is definitely going away. April 2nd will be the last Lights Motors Action show. And some of it is rumored, but what we believe to be true is that a lot of the things in the back of the park near Lights Motors Action will be removed. We kind of thought Muppet Vision might be one of those, but so far it seems like it is not going to be affected. But we will be revising all the Hollywood Studios information on the website, including the touring plans and that kind of stuff, to reflect it once we have a confirmation from Disney. But if you're going soon, you should just know that closures within the next couple months are imminent, and that the back of the park where Lights, Motors, Action is where a lot of the closures are going to take place. And the reason is that construction is officially kicking off for Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land, and that section is where they're going to build the new stuff. So that is something to look for, and we're in the process of updating the Hollywood Studio stuff, but we don't want to be too premature with doing it until Disney officially announces exactly which things are going to be closed. So far, the only thing that's certain is Lights, Motors, Action. So I do have a quick tip of the day for you. Dining reservations, typically after you've made them, you have to call Disney if you want to modify them slightly. So if you may have a reservation for four people and you want to change it to six, you typically have to call to let them know that, or if you want to move it to a slightly different time. But they just added a new feature, and the link says change reservation. And if you click the change reservation link, then you can make those modifications online now. So slight modifications to existing reservations can be made online instead of by phone. So that is my quick tip of the day. So I think that's enough for one episode. I'm so happy to be able to tell you about this, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future after it has been launched, and see how you like it. So I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can look at the notes in your podcasting app, or you can go to the podcast tab on the website that says the tab says podcast, and you can go to episode 120. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.